You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Rosemary Pierce about all the colors in the rainbow with foods. Welcome back, Rosemary.
Thank you.
So all these wonderful colors are health promoting, disease preventing, energy restoring. Should we take them earlier in the day? Are we going to get too much energy?
Well, the kind of energy is not stimulant energy. So,
okay.
You know, at supper time would be fine. Most people don't take them late at night unless they're using morning rise and shine, like the lemon, the real lemon, in order to help cleanse the liver overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another one on that. If we go away from the yellows and get into the oranges, the deep oranges, there's another one that I'd like to mention, and that's turmeric.
Okay.
Because we know turmeric as a spice, and then, of course, we've seen it on the health food shelves usually as an extract, a curcumin extract, which is one of the most active ingredients in turmeric. What we have found, and it's a wonderful anti-inflammatory, they concentrate it out of turmeric root, the root of the turmeric plant, which is like part of that ginger family.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you use whole food turmeric, so that would mean that it would be dehydrated powder and then fermented again. And this fermentation, when you see a fermented superfood, it's even more energized and the benefits of it's even more, because you've reduced the carbohydrates, you've concentrated slightly, not like an extract, but you've concentrated the phytonutrients that are so valuable, which are this curcumin or curcuminoids as a group. So these are the antioxidants in turmeric. But when you leave them in the whole food form as a powder, you've got the benefit of everything that's found in that root.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like extracting one, which can be valuable when it's being used for a specific condition. But if you want the benefits of all of what turmeric can offer, use a fermented turmeric powder.
And how do I find that? Where do I find one that's going to give me all of it in a ferment?
So there's at least one or two on in your health food stores, and I'm sure they're in most. Prairie Naturals definitely has one. I think we were the first to bring one into Canada. And I did extensive research on it then to look at what would be the benefits and where could you use it. So the benefits are getting all of those antioxidants, but not only those, all of the surrounding phytochemicals and bioavailability of your vitamins and minerals. And those antioxidants in turmeric are usually hard to absorb, but with fermentation, you can absorb them even better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to mention how I use it, because I take a heaping half teaspoon. I've got a little in my jar. I've got a little measuring half teaspoon, and I heap it. So it's probably 3/4 of a teaspoon. I've worked up to that, and I put it in my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also put in organic grass-fed butter and some MCT oil, or I make a butterfat coffee because I stick in just a little shake of pepper, black pepper.
Black pepper.
Yeah.
And what does that do?
Well, the black pepper helps these phytonutrients absorb even better.
Mm-hmm.
Some formulas, when people are formulating, or when I've formulated health products, you add a bit of pepperine, which is the active ingredient in the pepper, to get better absorption. And so the fat from a drink, and of course it could be a smoothie, you could actually shake a bit of pepper in your smoothie and you won't even know it's there. I put 3 shakes in my coffee this morning and didn't taste the pepper at all.
And you don't taste the turmeric powder in your coffee either?
You know, if somebody's going to try it, the fermented powder is easier to work with, I think, than just using a regular, and it's organic, of course.
You
always want organic so that they're all tested.
Mm-hmm.
And I started with just under a half a teaspoon. And I've grown to love it so much. It's probably been about 6 months now that I've been doing that. And I just keep adding more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the body, once it gets used to these wonderful, dense, nutrient-dense powders, craves them.
Mm-hmm.
And you reach for more.
And would that be a sufficient amount of turmeric to, like, help keep inflammation down, improve liver function? Are you getting therapeutic effects putting it into your coffee?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. If you're looking at it from the studies where the extracts are 95%, which means that they don't have much of the whole food in them because they're 95% curcumin,
mm-hmm.
It's acting more, and the studies on that would be similar to the studies that are done on medications,
okay,
right? In
yeah.
the sense that you know the therapeutic dose, you know the form that you need, and you know how long you want to take it for. I'm not saying not do that. I'm saying, you know, there's something to be said, especially in turmeric. They're starting to find that the whole food has more in it that are acting synergistically together because they're found together in food.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of people have found through using about a teaspoon of turmeric a day powder, organic fermented turmeric powder, that their inflammation levels are reduced. Now, has there been a lot of science on that? You know, being a pharmacist, I'm always interested in looking at the therapeutic doses and studies, but I'm also a big proponent of whole food and bringing as much of that into the diet
mm-hmm.
as one can.
So there's a time for standardized extracts and exact phytonutrients, and then there's a time for the whole foods.
Yes. And again, with the whole foods, you're looking at the rainbow of color. And another one that's come up more recently has been the beets. And I mentioned beets, but just briefly, I'd like to mm-hmm. spend just a little more time on the beets.
What benefits do they bring us?
Hmm?
What benefits do they bring us?
Well, it's what they contain. They contain what we call dietary nitrates. And dietary nitrates are found in a lot of different foods, but because beets are so nutrient dense, you don't have to take much of them to get beets. And then if you take beet powder, whole beet powder, and dehydrate it, you've got really quite a bit of beets. You can get at least 1 to 2 beets in a day by doing 1 or 2 servings of organic red powders with mm-hmm. beets in it. Now, those dietary nitrates are used by the body to make nitric acid. I'm sorry, nitric oxide.
There you go.
I probably gave you a little nitric oxide. And nitric oxide, we know, to relax blood vessels. There's many right. things in the body, but the biggest thing that people use beets for, or beet juice, or beet powders, is to reduce blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the biggest things with beets. And also, athletes use it to improve endurance and performance as well. There's quite a bit of studies done on that. And a person needs, we know we need about 2 to 3 beets to do it, but you can't boil beets because you lose the nitrates.
So put them in the oven and just bake them?
That's one way you can do it, and the other way is to use beet powder. Now, I prefer whole beet powder to beet crystals because beet crystals are made from juice, and you get quite a bit of sugar, beet sugar, because beets are known for their sugar, high sugar content.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So whole beet powder provides the basis for nitric oxide.
Okay.
And then also we have the wonderful what are called betalains, which are the pigments that give the hues of color. You know how many colors we can have beets in that kind of can be more purple or
right.
sometimes they're even orange now, where those are determined by these phytonutrients called betalains. And those are extremely valuable for the health of the liver again. That's where we see liver really shiny. They're different than the type of phytonutrients we find in our berries. So we want to also, you know, for the reds, you want to have not only the beets, but you want to have berries too. Pomegranate juice and the blue, black, red berries.
Mm-hmm. And in the Prairie Naturals organic red superfood, there is like goji berries, grape seed, carrots, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, cranberries, just a wealth of phytonutrients.
And those, what we've also found is that those type of phytonutrients that we find in berries, different than the ones in beets, complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's even some science to show that in order to take the dietary nitrates out of beets and get them transferred in the body to nitric oxide,
mm-hmm.
saying it right this time,
yeah,
watch myself, nitric oxide, we need the presence of those polyphenols you find in the other red berries that
mm-hmm.
we just talked about. So it's a wonderful combination in organic reds. And it, you can mix green powders, red powders, very easily together.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do in the morning, I make a drink with all three, the lemon powder, morning rise and shine, the reds, and some of the greens. And one of the greens I'm using that I didn't mention, which is another one that's come to our attention in North America recently, has been moringa.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful one.
Yes. Moringa powder. Now, moringa powder is a powder of the leaves of the moringa tree, which comes out of India. And it would be the most nutritious food, as long as you didn't overcook it, which is what they tend to do, is they tend to boil it too much. And the best way to work with moringa is to dehydrate and powder those leaves. And that's how, sun-dry them, powder them.
Mm-hmm.
And you make this wonderful powder. It's another green powder that, when mixed, and sometimes I know I had it in my drink this morning, but sometimes smoothies are another great way to bring these into the diet.
And all these things can be found in the Prairie Naturals line of powdered drinks. Rosemary, we're running over time, but you're just such a wealth of information. It's great to have you on the program again.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and I look forward to our next time together.
Great. Thank you so much. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Crystal Kennedy about Native spirituality.